姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们在读圣经以前，我们先有个祷告。
And before we start reading the scriptures, we will have more prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give praise and thanks to you.
赞美你赐给你的爱子道成肉身。
Thank you for giving your begotten Son to be a human.
赞美你为着我们的罪，你将他挂在十字架上。
We praise you because of our sins, you hang your son on the cross.
赞美你使他死而复活。
And we praise you and because you resurrected him.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
Jesus was handed to man because of our sins.
耶稣的复活是为叫我们称义。
Jesus' resurrection is because to make us righteous.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
我们也赞美你使他升上高天，掳掠了所有一切的仇敌。
We also praise you because you have risen him up into the heaven to grab all the enemies.
赞美你，现在我们的主耶稣坐在父神的右边。
And we praise you because the Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand side of our heavenly Father.
赞美你，你让他在天上的宝座那里做大祭司，要使你的教会能够长大成熟。
We praise you because he is now sitting in the heaven on the throne as the high priest so that he can govern the church.
我们求坐在宝座的主向我们的心说话。
And we ask the Lord who is sitting on the throne to speak to our heart.
向说话的，向翻译的，向所有听话的，能够说你要向我们说的话。
Speak to the one who speaks, translate and listen.
愿你的话叫我们今天再一次遇见你。
May your word let us meet you again.
求你那无限量的圣灵充满我们。
May your unlimited Holy Spirit fill us.
求你带我们进入那无限的你自己无限的丰富里面。
Please bring us into your abundance.
我们只有无依无靠的把我们每一位都交托奉献在你的手中。
We put every one of us into your hand.
愿你遇见我们每一位。
Please meet with each one of us.
叫我们能够饱饱足足地回去。
So that we can return abundantly.
叫我们被你得着。
So that we can be received by you.
也叫你的教会能彰显你所要彰显的一切荣耀。
And so that the church can reveal all the glories that you wanted to reveal.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
第一处罗马书十二章第一第二节。
Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
再看罗马书第五章第一到第五节。
Turn to Book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督，得与神相合。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。因为知道患难生忍耐。
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Perseverance, character, and character, hope.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为神所赐，因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our heart by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us.
再看第八节,
Verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候, 为我们死, 神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
再看第八章,
Chapter 8.
第35节开始,
Verse 35.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢? 难道是患难吗? 是困苦吗? 是逼迫吗? 是饥饿吗? 是赤身露体吗? 是危险吗? 是刀剑吗?
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
如经上所记, 我们为你的缘故终日被杀, 人看我们如将宰的羊。
As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
然而靠着爱我们的主, 在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
因为我深信, 无论是死是生, 是天使是掌权的, 是有能的, 是现在的事, 是将来的事。
For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers.
是高处的, 是低处的, 是别的受造之物, 都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝, 这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
Neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们再看以弗所书第三章,
Turn to Book of Ephesians chapter 3,
12节开始,
Verse 12.
我们因信耶稣, 就在他里面放胆无惧,笃信不疑地来到神面前。
In Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence.
所以我求你们,不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆,这原是你们的荣耀。
I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
因此,我在父面前屈膝。
For this reason, I kneel before the Father.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
From whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀, 借着他的灵, 叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
使基督因你们的信, 住在你们心里, 叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love,
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。 便叫神一切所充满的,充满了你们。
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力, 充充足足地成就, 一切超过我们所求所想的。
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably, more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us.
但愿他在教会中, 并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀,直到世世代代,永永远远。阿们。
To Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
感谢主,我们一直有一段时间有这样的机会来思想一个问题,就是我们要,就从罗马书来看奉献的意义。
Thanks a lot with a lot of opportunities in these times that we can share about the meaning of consecration from the book of Romans.
我们是他创造的,
we are created by him, so we belong to him.
我们堕落了, 我们还是属于他的。
We are fallen and he redeemed us, so we still belong to him.
所以从神的角度来看，奉献其实是他给我们机会表达我们真的认识这位创造的主。
So from the point of view of God, consecration is a chance for us to go back to him.
也给我们机会能够感谢，也能够表达我们真是我们真的得到这么宝贵的救恩。
And so to give us a chance to give thanks and also to reveal that we have received his mercy.
但是我们真的知道，我们真的没有想到奉献在我们身上是非常非常的重要，也非常有重大的影响。
But we never thought of the importance of this consecration and the consequences of this importance.
神的生命借着我们的奉献把我们带到他生命的实际和丰富里面。
Lord, through this consecration, has brought us into his life.
那也借着我们的奉献，真是叫我们真的可以进入他所买赎回来的儿女当中一起生活。
And through consecration, we are allowed to live among the brothers and sisters who were redeemed by him.
所以我们看到这个罗马书十二章一开始讲到奉献。
So when we are reading this book of Romans chapter 12, it talks about consecration.
讲完奉献之后就是讲教会生活。
And after consecration, it talks about the life of church.
然后从十二章一直讲下去，讲了教会生活至少有三个方面是是特别提醒我们的。
And after this chapter 12, it talks about the church life. There are three points that reminded us.
教会的生活也是基督身体的生活。
The church life is equal to Christ's life.
所以进入教会生活是进入身体的基督身体的实际，也进入基督身体的成长。
So when we enter into the church life, we enter into the Christ's reality and his growth.
所以教会是基督的身体，教会不是像基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ. It's not like Christ or Christ's body.
所以只有真正奉献的人才能真正进入这身体的这个地位和经历里面。
So the one who truly sacrificed can enter into this status.
那教会是神用来彰显他国度的器皿。
So church is a utensil that God used to reveal his kingdom.
所以只有奉献的人才能把国度的经历能够从自己身上不但经历到，而且能够彰显出来。
So the one who truly sacrificed can experience this kingdom and also revealed this kingdom.
而教会又是神能够彰显耶稣基督见证的器皿。
And church is also a utensils to reveal the testimony of Christ.
那在罗马书里面告诉我们，是借着圣徒彼此的接纳，能够进入神儿子的信心。
Through the book of Romans, we understand that this is accomplished by acceptance of brothers and sisters inside church.
我们是很软弱的。
We are weak.
但是主接纳我们。
But Lord accepted us.
主不但接纳我们，主也借着那些被主接纳的弟兄姊妹来接纳我们。
Lord not only accepted us, but he also accepted us through the other brothers and sisters.
因着这个接纳，主不但让我们看见主的信心，也看见主的信心要在我们身上成为实际。
Not only through this acceptance reveal God's faith, but also this faith will become actual in us.
另外，我们也看过，借着弟兄姊妹之间彼此的担待。
We can also see the burden between brothers and sisters.
因为这个彼此的担待，来一同经历基督的能力。
Because of this mutual burdens acceptance, then we can experience Christ together.
所以耶稣基督的见证，同时也是他的能力的彰显。
So the testimony of Christ is also revealing his authority.
今天我们来思考另外一个方面。
Today we are going to look at another aspect.
耶稣基督的见证是借着他那测不透的爱来彰显。过于人所能测度的爱，就是那测不透。
Jesus Christ is revealing his surpassing love.
Surpassing knowledge.
Surpasses knowledge.
完全超过我们可以想象。
that is surpass what we can imagine.
就好像把我们带到一个无限的一个层次去。
It's like bringing us into a unlimited status.
我们都很渴慕经历爱。
We all hope to experience love.
但是呢，我们多半是期望在人身上看到爱。
But we all always expect love from men.
所以我们就把我们的焦点，把我们的力量就放在人身上。
So we focus and pay attention to men.
但是主的话呢，告诉我们，你要认识神的爱，你要先把你的焦点放在神身上。
But Lord's word told us that if you want to experience love, you have to focus on God first.
当然，主是会借着基督徒，都借着圣徒弟兄姊妹来把爱带给我们。
Lord is going to allow other brothers and sisters to pass the love to you.
但是我们必须承认。
But we have to admit.
有许多的时候，主把爱借着弟兄姊妹给我们的时候，我们根本没有感觉。
A lot of time when Lord allowed brothers and sisters to pass the love to us, we didn't feel it.
不但没有感觉，是根本看不懂。
Not only we didn't feel it, we didn't even sense it.
我不敢讲你们，但我讲我自己。
I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about myself.
我刚刚信主之后，主就派了两个弟兄，每个星期三晚上来陪我。
After I just become a Christian, Lord sent two brothers to me every Wednesday night.
以前他们跟我传福音，我根本理都不理他们。
I always ignore them when they spread the gospel to me.
就有一天我信主了，我就跟那个向我传福音说：“哦，我信了耶稣。”啊，好高兴。他说：“好，那我就看你。”
So after I become a Christian, I told them, "Hey, now I'm a Christian now," and they were so excited they want to come visit me.
这样不是看一次。
Not only one time.
下礼拜三又来。
Next Wednesday he came again.
下礼拜三又来。
And then the next Wednesday.
他我的感觉有点太多了吧。
And then I feel like that's maybe too much.
花很多时间呢。
I'm spending too much time.
我还要写论文呢。
I still have to write my thesis.
我还有很多我自己想做的事。
I still have a lot of things to do myself.
来了，还带一个人来。
That he came and he brought one more person to come.
一个礼拜来，两个礼拜来，一个月来，两个月来。
The next week come, the whole month come, and the whole next month come.
一年来。
The whole year they came.
我其实在过程当中我有一点觉得烦了。
Actually, through this process, I'm a little bit annoyed.
我一点都没有觉得他们爱我。
I didn't feel the love.
但是我是觉得说怎么，哎呀，怎么花那么多时间。
I cannot reject them.
直到有一次。
And one time.
我们三个都去一个地方专一的祷告。
All three of us came to a place to pray.
那个祷告呢，其实本来就是为着要寻求一下自己心里关心的事情，怎么从神那里得到带领。
The prayer purpose is to pray and seek God's guidance on what we need.
那我自己在那里寻求的时候
，When I was praying，
正在寻求的时候，起头一段时间都没有得到什么带领。
There was no guidance before.
那正很安静在主的面前，就主就把过去那一段时间他们一次一次一次来的那一幕一幕情景就写给我看。
But that time, once I quiet down before the Lord, Lord revealed all those time that these two brothers spent their time to come to me.
那主就问我说，谁叫他们来的
？And Lord asked me, who asked them to come to you?
他们为什么要来
？Why did they come?
你的感觉是怎么样
？What do you feel?
他们的感觉是怎么样
？And how did they feel?
如果你感觉不是很舒服，他们的感觉一定很舒服吗
？If you don't feel comfortable, do you think they feel comfortable?
主把那个情景向我显明了，我知道说，那个现象是这样。
Lord revealed the situation to me at that time.
这主就告诉我说，因为他们被我的爱充满，所以他们借着这样的方式。把爱带到你身上。
Lord told me that because these two brothers are filled with Lord's love, and therefore they reveal Lord's love through this action.
这是看得见的部分。
This is something viewable, seeable.
有人是看不见的。
But there are something invisible.
有些弟兄姊妹为了一些弟兄姊妹或者为了一些特别的状况，故意在那里祷告。
Some brothers and sisters will kneel down to pray for somebody or some situation.
一次祷告，再一次祷告。
Prayer after prayer.
神的爱在当中。
Lord's love is in them.
所以这里有一个特性，就是许多时候神在做事情的时候，我们还不明白。
So there's this character that when Lord is taking action, we didn't understand.
一面我们的罪得赦免，我们其实在我们还在犯一不断在犯罪的时候，我们根本就不知道需要这个救恩。
Because our sin was forgiven, but when we continue to sin, we didn't know.
但是神已经成就了。
But Lord has accomplished.
已经借着他儿子被挂在十字架上，救恩的工作已经完成了。
The salvation has accomplished through His Son nailed on the cross.
那一直到一个地步，我们接受了圣灵在我们里面开启了我们。我们才看懂这件事情。
To a point that Holy Spirit come into us and open our inner eyes, then we see.
所以这里有一个层次是，我们实在是在爱中，但是我们一点都不觉得。
So here is a situation that we are under love, but we didn't realize it.
那直到一个地步呢，圣灵在我们里面什么，把它开启出来。
And to a point that Holy Spirit came to us and opened us.
所以在罗马书第五章他说什么？他说，这个，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，啊，这个时候我们才明白，啊，原来我经历这么多都是神的爱在那里，在那里做工的结果。
And therefore, in the book of Romans, chapter 5, it says, God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. Until then, we realize how God's love worked.
我们都很渴慕神的爱，但我们实在很难去解释神的爱。
We all envy God's love, but we couldn't explain it.
但是呢，圣灵会把我们带到神的爱里面，也启示我们这就是神的爱。
But Holy Spirit will bring us into the love and reveal to us this is God's love.
所以在罗马书第五章他提到的爱。
So the love mentioned in chapter 5 of book of Romans.
那我觉得他是讲到在主耶稣在十字架上面代替我们死的这一方面的爱。
I believe this is the love that Christ has died on the cross for us.
当圣灵把这个爱浇灌在我们里面的时候，是要叫我们看见耶稣基督和他钉十字架是代替我，是为我的。
So when Holy Spirit opened our eye to see this love, so that we can see that Christ died on the cross is for us because of His love.
主耶稣他钉十字架。他和他钉十字架跟我的关系不再是客观的关系，而是个主观的经历。
Lord Jesus died on the cross is not just a theory, but something actual happening to us.
这个主观的经历在我们里面产生什么影响
？And how is this affecting us?
使得我们会开始愿意亲近神，甚至会指着神夸口。
So that we are willing to get close to God.And also boast about God.
不但指着神夸口，而且会欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
Not only boast about God, but happily rejoice expecting God.
我实在不晓得什么样一个情况，主就把我这样转过来了。
I don't know how Lord has turned me around.
我就是遇见了这个主，然后呢，他的爱一交换给我。我记得我有一天晚上我就自己一个人在我房间，我就跪在那里祷告，我居然把我自己就奉献给主了。
I met Lord this way, and one night I was praying in front of the Lord, and then He revealed to me, and I consecrate to Him.
你要我去解释这个情况，我没有办法解释。
I couldn't explain the whole thing.
但是我就是在那样的祷告当中，我就很自然的。就把我自己奉献给主了。
But naturally in that prayer, I offer myself to the Lord.
没有人推，没有人鼓励，没有人用很多刺激或者这种让你很激动的话来帮忙你，都没有。
No one pushing me, no one encouraging me, and no one use different way of stimulating me.
你知道我那天一起来之后，我说：“哎，我刚才说了什么东西啊？”
You know, once I finished the prayer, I got up and I was confused what I had.Prayed about.
我发现我说的是我不太懂的东西。
And I realized that what I prayed was something that out of my nature.
但是我真的奉献了，而且什么，我还记得这件事情。
But I did offer myself, and I remember that.
所以，就是说，我是给弟兄姊妹一个例子，就是说有些东西是完全超过你的这个理性，你的这个分析的层次。
I'm just giving brothers and sisters an example that sometimes things happen out of our nature.
但是我发现我以后的路呢，都 都跟这个持续产生关系。
But my future way is all back related to this prayer.
而且我发现我信主之后，因为遇见了主之后，我就好像什么事情都很愿意、很容易、很愿意看到神的荣耀彰显。
And after that, everything that I encountered, I'm willing to see the glory of God.
我想是圣灵在我里面的工作。
I believe this is the work of Holy Spirit in me.
哦，不是光一些道理的吸引。
Not just a attractions from theory.
好像主的一开启之后，你里面发亮了，然后你觉得这就是方向了，然后神所说的就是那个实际了。
Lord has enlightened me through Holy Spirit so that I see the way and I see that this is God's way.
那这刚讲的这个罗马书第五章这个代死的这方面的爱呢，在我们身上其实有生命性情建造的功用。
And the book of Romans chapter 5 talk about this love through death is actually building us up.
所以他说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
And therefore, it says suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint us.
哦，这个忍耐啊，老练啊，这个盼望啊，都是性情上面在建立的一个过程。
Perseverance, character, and hope is a change of your character.
所以这个十字架代死的爱，是叫我们真的经历到这位死而复活的主。他也是死无变为有的主。
So the cross bringing the love to us, so that we can experience His mercy with us.
因为他死而复活，他把我这一个人在死的光景中拯救出来，叫我的灵活过来，叫我人就灵跟魂，甚至到身体都能活过来。
Because He died and resurrected, so it calls us, our body, soul, and spirit can die and resurrected as well.
他也是那个死无变为有的主。
And he is the Lord who can change things from nothing.
当我们信主的时候，他给我们创造一个新的心。
When after we become a Christian, he gave us a new heart.
这件事情我也是印象特别的深刻。
And this is very impressive to me as well.
我第一次去聚会的时候，我是带着一种很勉强的态度去。
The first time I went to a gathering, I was a little bit hesitant.
这个勉强不是人拉我去，因为是主叫我说你要去聚会。
This is not a hesitation from man pulling me over there, but God was pushing me to go.
所以我就很勉为其难的，爱去不想去的，就这样去了。
So I hesitantly go.
但是当我第一步跨进到那个聚会厅的时候，我突然被圣灵浇灌下来。
But once I step into the gathering locations, my Holy Spirit filled me.
我的眼泪差点掉下来。
My tears starting to fall.
那我感觉到我的心非常非常的柔软。
I feel that my heart was so soft.
柔软到一个地步，我以前已经很多很多年都没有感觉的东西，我突然变得很敏锐了。
So soft in a way that a lot of things that never touched me before, and now I am sensitive to it.
那个感受非常的深刻，非常的新鲜。
This is such an impressive memory for me.
但是我当时还不明白是什么。
But I didn't understand at that time.
直到后来我读了圣经，听了弟兄姊妹的交通，我才知道说，原来主给我一个新的心。
Until after I listened to brothers and sisters sharing and read the Bible, then I know that this is a new heart. This is a new heart.
我没有这个心。
That came from nothing. I never had this heart.
感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
所以是我开始一个新造的生活。
It gives me a new life.
那在罗马书第八章讲到的这个爱。
Book of Romans chapter 8, the love is mentioned here.
这个爱呢，可以从另外角度讲，就是得胜有余的爱。
From a different angle, this is a victory love.
主允许我们得救之后，经历种种不同的事情、环境、问题。
After we become saved, the Lord allow us to went through a lot of different situations and sufferings.
但是他在这些我允许我们经过的每一个情况当中呢，他都与我们同在，他的爱能持续的浇灌我们。
But no matter at what situation, His love was with us, and He continued pour down His love.
但实在讲，我们并不是一开始就知道。
But we didn't realize it in the beginning.
因为我们有时候觉得我们会有这样的想法，会有这样的希望， 就是我信主之后以后凡事顺利。
We have this hope and thought that after we become Christian, everything will be smooth in our life.
以后再也不遇到任何不高兴的事情。
I would never meet anything unhappy.
啊，最好我遇到的所有的人呢，哎，都是让我觉得很舒服的。
And we were hoping that all the people surrounding us is someone that we like.
但神没有应许天色常蓝。
But Lord did not promise us blue sky all the time.
但神却应许呢，叫我行走有力。
But Lord had promised us with strength that we can walk.
所以对于一个基督徒，他有一个提升呢、啊，就他信主有一个提升，就是他看见一件事情，每一件事情他所遇见的，都是神在他爱的手里面量给我们的。
So there is this elevation for Christians that everything they see, they understand is from the love of God.
你遇到的人，你碰到的事，都是神量身定做给我们的。
The people you meet, the situation you encounter, are all measured by Lord.
所以这些呢，叫我们逐渐的认识和经历到，他真的是万事互相效力。
So then it help us to understand that everything help each other.
万事互相效力的结果是什么呢
？And what is the result of this things work with each other？
是叫我们得着益处，这个益处就是进入良善。
So that we can be benefited, and this benefit is to for us to enter into the kindness.
啊，不是这个万事互相效力的结果，结果我们就啊，怎么我们就灰心冷淡。
The result of work of things work with each other is not to call us to disappoint or to confused.
所以这里呢，在这看懂他万事互相效力，然后他每一件事情都在他爱的手中量给我们的，我们就能够在神的爱里面来接受他。
So when we understand everything work for each other, then we understand this.A situation is measured from God for us so that we can understand to grow in His love.
所以不但接受他，所以也进入教会生活。
And we enter into the Lord, church life.
啊，以前我们在没有信主的时候，我们会挑人啊。
Before we are Christian, we will pick on people.
啊，这些人不要跟他接触。
We will stay away from some type of people.
那些人离他远一点。
We will keep a distance from the other type of people.
这里有一些人呢，我们多跟他在一起。
And here is the type of people that we should be belong to all the time.
但是你如果真的看见神在他爱的手把你摆在他的教会里面。
But when you see that the Lord has used His hand to put you inside the church,
你没有选择权。
You have no authority.
我也没有选择权。
And I have no choice as well.
因为这是神的安排。
Because this is from the love of God.
神要叫我们什么？一起进入良善。
Lord want us all go together into His kindness.
所以这是很宝贵的。
This is precious.
一个能够看懂神爱的手来调度所有一切事情的人。
One person who can understand how God's hand move around love.
他碰到情况，他不是抱怨。
He would never complain.To the situation that he encounters.
他碰到情况，他会在感谢赞美中从主那里接受下来。
He will accept all the situation through praise and thanks.
所以这里后面是有功课的。
So here is some homework for us.
这个是得胜有余的爱。
This is a victorious love.
所以主要让我们在每一个碰到人事物当中去经历他的得胜有余。
So we have to to receive this love through everyone around us.
那从另外一个角度来看
，and from different angle，
就是主把我们带进到在他十字架上把我们同定死的爱。
That Lord has brought us into the same level of the love when He nailed on the cross for us.
我们主在十字架上他被定死的时候是已经把我们同定死。
Lord, when He was nailed on the cross, He also nailed us.
这个是已经做成的。
This is already accomplished.
但是我们怎么经历？
Then how do we experience it?
我们要愿意把自己奉献，交托在他的手中。
We have to be willingly offer ourselves to him.
愿意接受他带领。
We have to accept his love.
所以，如果真的愿意接受他带领，他就把你带到同时同埋葬到同复活。
If we are willing to accept his guidance, then he is going to bring us into the death resurrection and death, burial and resurrection.
所以这里有另外的角度来看，就是我们要接受圣灵的引导。
So here is a different angle that we have to accept the guidance of Holy Spirit.
圣灵的引导不只是处理我们的事务而已。
Holy Spirit is not guidance. It's not just to deal with our matters.
圣灵的引导是把我们带进神的旨意里面。
Holy Spirit's guidance is to bring us into God's will.
圣灵的引导把我们带到生命的成长到成熟。
Holy Spirit's guidance is to bring our life to mature.
圣灵的引导把我们带到神的荣耀里面去。
Holy Spirit's guidance is to bring us into God's glory.
圣灵的引导同时把我们带进神与神同工神的工作里面。
Holy Spirit's guidance is to bring us into the same work with God and man.
所以主他给我们这样的机会来经历他的爱。
So Lord give us this opportunity to experience His love.
在他的引导底下，他的爱不断的在充满我们。
And under His guidance, His love continues to pour under to us.
那在这个过程当中，我们的眼睛是需要被开启的。
And in this process, our inner eyes can need to be open.
我们的眼睛需要能够看见什么是神的荣耀。
Our eyes have to see what is the glory of God.
其实复活是神荣耀彰显的一个事情。
Resurrection is a way to reveal God's glory.
升天是神荣耀彰显。
A resurrection into the heaven is a way to reveal His glory.
主使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一，这是他荣耀的彰显。
He also revealed to us through the heaven and earth belong to the Christ.
主把我们这些原来是下地狱的人，是完全没有希望的人。
Lord put us these hopeless people who were supposed to go to hell.
把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
But he sculptures us into the image of God.
使我们得着儿子的名分。
So that we can get the sonship.
这是他荣耀的彰显。
This is the reveal of his glory.
所以如果我们愿意静下心来看。
So if we are willing to meditate.
神会借着圣灵开启我们。
Lord will through Holy Spirit open us.
主也借着他的话。
Through his word.
把他已经记在里面的话开，把向我们打开。
And we'll open all the words that he already written down to us.
如果主的话一而再、再而三的在那里启示，在那里说明。
If Lord's words repeatedly revealed and said to us.
那表示神是非常看重的。
And that is something that he wants us to pay attention to.
如果神说那样是荣耀的。
If Lord said this is glory.
虽然我们没有感觉。
Even though we don't feel it.
还是荣耀的。
It is still glory.
所以这需要主帮助我们。
So this is something we need help from the Lord.
要看见从神的角度看什么是神的荣耀。
So that we can see what is God's glory from the angle of God.
如果我们能够看见。
So if we can see.
所以呢，在这个罗马书第八章告诉我们说，他叫我们因为靠圣灵的引导，能够与他同作后世，能够一同受苦，一同得荣耀。
So that in the book of Romans chapter 8 that when we are under the Holy Spirit's guidance then we can be the heir of the Lord.
与基督一同做后事，这是提醒我们，我们信主之后要在他的爱里面来走生命的路。
To be heirs of God is to tell us to walk in his love.
这个生命不是我们旧生命，这个生命是让基督的生命成能够长在我们里面，能够成为实际。
This cannot be done by our old life, but it has to be done by Lord, the new life that Lord has given us.
那与他一同受苦，这是叫我们要走神旨意的道路。
To suffer with him is for us to be able to walk in his will.
在彼得前书有这么一句话。
In the book of Peter, there is this word.
他在第四章里面。彼得前书第四章里面有这么一句话。
First Peter, chapter four.
他说，基督既在肉身受苦，这是第一节哈。基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，是已经与罪断绝了，
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再次度余下的光阴。
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans chose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, courting, and detestable idolatry.
就是说彼得告诉我们说，有一个生活是遵行神旨意的生活。
Peter told us that there is this life that is living according to God's will.
他是与罪断绝的。
Is separated from sin.
他也不跟从人的情欲的。
It's not according to people's body.
所以不是照我们自己喜欢的。
So it's not according to what we like.
但是这里要有一个什么？要有受苦的心智。
But you have to have the attitude to suffer.
所以我们如果我们要愿意与他受苦，是愿意与他就愿意走他旨意的路。
So if we are willing to suffer together with the Lord, then this is walking in God's will.
那这个愿意是需要我们奉献。
This willingness requires our offerings.
那当我们在走在当中，神用他的爱来充满。
While we are walking in God's way, God fills us with love.
那受苦不是结束，它其实目的过程是要往荣耀去。
The sufferings is not the end, but it's the process to bring us into the glory.
那另外一方面，就是这个我们是活在这个地上。
And another point is that we are still living on this earth.
我们周围仍然许多败坏的事情。
There are so many corrupted things around us.
我们周围仍然许许多多是叫人叹息的事情。
There are still things for us to sigh.
甚至许多劳苦。
A lot of laboring too.
但是蒙恩的圣徒在神的爱里面，在神的圣灵的引导底下，是脱离这些的控制了。
But for Christians who receive grace are actually escaped from all these.
啊，所以这里这是进入神儿女自由的荣耀。
So it's here it revealed that we can enter into the freedom in Christ.
啊，一直到我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
Until we can be molded into God's image.
那在这个磨成神儿子的形象里面，我们是需要能看见主的护照。
The process of molding us into the Son of God's image, we have to see Him.
在生命中受引导来进入。
We have to be guided by Him in our life.
那在这个得胜有余的这个爱的经历当中。
And in this victory love,
有几个方面是这里提到。
There are a few things mentioned here.
是经历神的帮助。
That is to experience help from God.
啊，在我们这个在这地上有许多是抵挡神旨意的。
There are a lot of things happening on the earth that is enemy to God's will.
但神在他的爱中帮助他的儿女来胜过这些东西。
But in God's love, He helped the children of God to overcome these.
那另外一方面呢，在神的爱里面呢，来经历神的供应。
And another point of God's love is to experience God's provisions.
神的儿女的供应。是需要来到神面前，能够受神的引导。
Children of God to receive the provisions, they have to come before the His guidance.
所以他这里讲说，他说神既然那个他说神既然不爱惜他自己的儿子为我们众人舍，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
？And therefore it says that he that spared on his own son, but delivered him up for us.How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
神既然能够把他的儿子是为我们舍了，他其实对于我们一切的需要，他会供应。
He did not spare his own son, so how would he spare all the other things we need?
所以在神这样的一个供应底下呢，就是我们应该是经常在神的安息里面，在神的爱里面。
So under such provisions, we should be always in peace and in love in God.
但这也是我们常常遇到的困难。
But this is the difficulties we always encounter.
我们总觉得我们会很缺乏。
We continue to think that we are in need.
我们甚至会觉得神也许忽略不住。
And we think that Lord has ignored us.
啊，但是神呢，他要让我们经历到他是供应的神。
But Lord want to us to understand that He is the one who supply.
那主也给我这个特别的恩典，我从信主之后，然后甚至我那个就是把工作辞掉之后，这样的经历特别多。
And God also gave me this grace myself that after I resigned from my work, He has me experience all these provisions.
那主就是要叫我们在凡事上经历他背后有爱的手在那里调度。
Lord wants us to experience in that in all things His hand is moving.
不管是需要帮助，我们得到帮助；需要供应，我们得到供应。
The one who need help get help. The one who need supply get supply.
而且神也让我们有得救的把握。
And He also give us the assurance of salvation.
我们是他所拣选的。
We are chosen by Him.
我们是不但是得救的，而且是他拣选的器皿来为他做见证。
Not only we are saved, but we are the chosen utensils to reveal His love.
当然，我们看我们自己很够不上。
Of course, we see that we are not qualified.
但神拣选我们。
But God has chosen us.
我们答应神的呼召，我们就答应神的拣选。
We answer His call, which is to answer His chosen.
撒旦有时候会在那里控告我们。
The evils will accuse us.
你有这样的缺点，你有这样的软弱，你有这样的问题，你根本不配侍奉神。
Satan always disqualifies us by reminding us how weak we are and what type of defects we have.
你有这样，你不能为神做见证。
You have all these deficiencies. How can you testify for God?
但是我们要站在神的拣选底下。
But we have to stand under the God chosen.
因为他爱我们
Because he loves us,
所以他选我们
so he chooses,
所以使我们能够胜过一切的控告
so that we can overcome all the other accusations,
而且主现在在宝座
and Lord is sitting in the throne,
替我们代求
pray for us,
他的代求使得我们能够 在一切上都能随时得帮助，能蒙连续。
He's praying for us so that in all circumstances, when we need help, we will receive it.
另外一方面，就是在以弗所书第三章讲到的这个爱。
In Book of Ephesians chapter 3, it mentioned a different type of love.
这个爱呢，是讲到神要使天上地上一切所有都在基督里面同归于一的爱。
This is the love that Lord mentioned that He has to bring the heaven and earth all in one.
这个对我们来讲好像是非常非常的遥远。
This seems to be far away from us.
但是这是神的心意。
But this is God's will.
这也是神今天在教会中他实实在在在做的工作。
And this is the actual work that God is working in church.
所以这个对我们来讲是，对我们来讲还是很困难的。
So this is difficult to us.
但是在神看来是最重要的。
But to God, this is the most important thing.
所以这是神要使他的荣耀能真正的充满在他的教会里面。
So this is the most important thing for God to reveal His glory through church.
所以他背后的爱是无限量的。
So the love is indefinite.
他背后的爱是呢过于人所能测度的。
The love is surpass our measurement.
我们连初初得救经历那个爱都我们想不通
The initial redeemed love we couldn't understand
我不晓得有哪个弟兄姊妹已经想通了
I don't know if any one of you can understand
我到现在我还是先想不太通
I'm still a little bit puzzled right now
但是我经历
But I had this experience
我得着
I received it
那得胜有余的爱我们也尝到
The victorious love we had tasted
但是神要把我们带到那个使天上地上一切所有在基督里面同归于的爱。
But Lord wants to bring us into the love that will unify the heaven and earth.
就是背后有更多更多超过我们可以明白的。
So there are so much more love that surpass our wisdom.
所以在经历神的爱当中，我就发现神的话不断的提到圣灵。圣灵。
And therefore, through this love, Lord's word continue to mention about Holy Spirit.
讲到十字架代死的爱，需要什么？圣灵浇灌在我们心里，我才知道。
When we talk about the love from the cross, we need Holy Spirit to pour down on us for us to understand.
讲到这个得胜有余的爱，需要会学会真正的受圣灵的引导，你才能进入。
When we talk about the victorious love, we need the guidance from Holy Spirit to experience it.
那讲到使万有在基督里面同归于的爱，就需要借着圣灵使我们里面的人刚强起来才有办法。
And when we talk about the unified the whole universe, then we need the Holy Spirit to strengthen us.
哦，这个是一个很重要的。
This is important.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你经历多少次，你被圣灵刚强起来？
I don't know how many times you have this experience of strengthening by Holy Spirit.
啊，这是保罗的祷告。他说：“这个求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量，就是里面的人刚强起来。”
And Paul's prayer is like this: I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being.
所以，这个圣徒他要被带到一个刚强的层次里面，他才能更丰富的被神的爱充满。
So the saint has to be brought into a strong position for Lord to pour down His love.
这里讲的不光是被神的爱充满，如果你读到以弗所书第三章一直接下到第四章，他不但是神的爱充满，而是神的爱要给出去的。
When you continue to read this book of Ephesians chapter 3 and 4, not only receiving the love, but you have to also give out this love.
所以这是一个很宝贵的经历。
So this is a precious experience.
所以当然这个人刚强起来之后，他有个特性就是什么？他不会被患难打垮。
So when a person is strengthened, then they would not be knocked down by persecutions.
不但不会被患难打垮，而且如果这个是因为主的缘故受苦的话，他会看见神的荣耀。
So not only they would not be knocked down by persecutions, when they see that this is a work of Lord's glory, they will be strengthened.
我必须承认，我们都在这个受这样的开启的过程中。
I have to admit that we are all in the status of seeing persecutions.
没有一个人喜欢受苦。
No one likes to be persecuted.
没有一个人喜欢遇到患难。
No one likes troubles.
没有一个人在患难中，在受苦中，他会很天然、很自然地认为说，哦，这是神的荣耀。
No one would naturally says, "Oh, this is Lord's glory," while they are still suffering.
这必定是神在他里面有个特别的开启。
It has to be a special reveal from Lord in him.
不但有个特别的开启，神也借着圣灵使他这个人是。刚强在主的。
Not only a special reveal in him, but also through Holy Spirit to strengthen him.
这个刚强不是指肉身的刚强，不是那种肌肉很强的那种强。
This strengthening is not to the physical body.
这个刚强是基督的刚强成为他的刚强。
This strengthening is the strength of Christ become the person's strength.
所以到一个地步呢，他说基督因为我们的信心可以住在我们里面。
And to a point that because of our faith, then Christ can live in us.
这又是一个属灵状态。
So this is another status of spiritual life.
我们知道，我们信主，主就住在我们里面。
We know that once we believe in the Lord, the Holy Spirit lives in us.
但是我们真正在经历的时候，你真的有把握，主持续的住在我里面。
But while you are experiencing your life, are you sure that the Lord continues to live in you?
主有没有被我赶出去过？
Has Lord been kicked out by me before?
有没有我完全失去主的同在？
Had I lost his togetherness?
这里我在思想这个问题的时候，
While I'm meditating this,
我发现这里有一个属灵的事实在后头。
There is this spiritual question.
如果主真的住在我里面，
If Lord truly lives in us,
而且是持续的住在我里面，
and continually dwell in us,
那他有一个特性就是他已经做我的头。
then there is this character that he has to be my head.
他一定凡事上做我的主。
He has to be my Lord in every event.
是不间断的。
And continuously.
如果他做头的实际没有了，其实情况就不同。
If he is not the true head of me, then this is a different situation.
因为他既然做头，所以呢，他所把我摆的这个环境遇的情况呢，我就继续在顺从头的情况底下去经历。
If he is my head and he put me into this tribulation, then I will obey my head.
但是你知道，有的弟兄说，主啊，我跟你请假，请假半天，请假一天，请假多久？
But a lot of Christians will say, Lord, I have to take a day off, I have to take half day off from you.
这个请假就是我不要你做头。
And when you take a day off, meaning that you don't want him to be your head.
你让我做头做个半天也可以。
Let myself be the head for half a day.
但是这里讲说，里面刚强到一个地步，你在信心里面，你持续愿意让主真的做头，凡事上做头。
But you are so strong in your faith that you will let Christ to be your head in any event.
照主的带领，不照我的带领。
According to Lord's guidance, not according to yourself.
所以照主的带领，也许有一些的环境，有一些的经历，就不是我们喜欢的。
If we follow Lord's guidance, then there are some circumstances that we don't like.
但是呢，如果你让主做头，主就当什么？主让我们因为在他的爱里面能够往下扎根，能够把基础能够打得稳固。
But when we allow Lord to be our head and in His love, we grow this root in Him.
然后再下面就说什么？他说，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And so that with all the saints that we can understand how deep, high.A wide long of his love.
其实这十七十八节是连起来的。
17 and 18 are one sentence.
这个他说是使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白，或者是一同承受长阔高深。其实原文没有基督的爱。
So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And in the original text, there is no love of Christ.
这里怎么样？他说这个长阔高深是讲的基督的长阔高深。
So what is this long, wide, high, deep referred to if there is no love of Christ? It's referred to Christ.
当然是基督的爱也在里面，但是不限制在基督的爱里面。
So love of Christ is within Christ, but it's not limited to just the love of Christ.
但这里是要跟众圣徒一同承受。
And here it says that you will receive this to with all the saints.
承受就是让基督的生量在我们身上能够长起来。
To receive this is to allow our body to grow.
那这里是有一个能力。
And here is a power.
所以圣要使我们刚强。
So the body allow us to strengthen.
这个刚强，因为使我们在灵里刚强的缘故，所以把我们摆在一个成长的环境。这个环境呢，也许不是那么舒服，但是我们可以继续留在那个环境里。
When our Holy Spirit strengthens us, it put us into circumstances that we are not comfortable with, but we can still grow.
但是这里有一个，所以这个是。这个成长需要有神有一个能力在我们身上能够运行下去。
So this growth, required the power of God so that we can continue to grow.
而且基督做头，基督做主的缘故，所以我们就把我们摆在这样的环境里，所以一同来认识他的爱。
So because Christ is the Lord and He is the head of us, then when we are in this situation, we can understand and experience the love of Christ.
直到一个地步，这一个团体呢？可以成为神要充满的那个充满的器皿。
Until a point that all this group, the group can become the utensils used by the Lord.
不晓得我这样讲是不是太抽象哈
？I don't know if this is a little bit too abstract.
但神实在是要我们每一个弟兄姊妹都在圣灵里面刚强。
But God truly wants every single brothers and sisters to be strong in Holy Spirit.
刚强到一个地步，我们有很多的天然的不同。
to be strong to a point that even though we have different nature,
有知识的不同，有这个喜好的不同，有性格的不同。
We have academic difference, we have our preference difference, and we have our character difference.
有各种的不同。
A lot of different type of differences.
但这些任何的不同都不成为把我们拆散的因素。
But all these varieties is not going to separate us.
反而是什么？叫我们一同来进入那个爱的丰富。
But instead, it's going to bring us into the abundance of His love.
以至于什么？因为现在神要得到一个团体的器皿，让神要充满的可以充满在当中。
Because Lord wants a collective utensil so that He can pour down the love into it.
所以，如果我们因着某种的因素，就彼此分道扬镳了。
So if because we separate ourselves for some reason,
所以那个充满呢？就受限制了。
Then this abundance feeling is going to be limited.
所以这里有一个，这里神有一个很大的心愿，就是要因着他这个圣灵的工作，他的爱充满，让他神所有的丰富能够充满在他教会里面。
So Lord has this will that He wants to fill the church with all His love.
所以先要找到这个器皿。
So first He has to find this utensil.
先要我们是不是愿意在成为这个器皿中的一个部分。
First, are we willing to be part of this utensil?
但愿意在这整个部分的时候，我们就需要先刚强起来。
But if we are willing to be part of it, then we have to be strong.
好像就是说，前面讲说，必须有神儿子的信心，现在要有什么？神的能力在我们身上。
And just like before, if you want to receive the Son of God's faith, then we have to be in Him.
有神的爱，有神能力在我们当中，使得我们能够成为那个被神充满的器皿。
With God's love and with His strength, then we can be the utensil filled with Him.
那个人或团体一同来承受基督身量的成长。
Individually and collectively, then we can receive the growth.
那再进一步怎么？神的心意就是要使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
And to further, Lord's will is to have the whole universe united in Christ.
所以就着教会来讲，他要建立基督的身体。
So to church, we have to build up His body.
他要团体的来建立基督的身体。
He needs collectively to build up this body.
不是像我们要包工程这部分包出去，那部分包出去，不是的。
Not like a subcontractor that we are responsible for this part and you're responsible for the other part.
他要愿意我们在受他的引导底下，能够受他那个建造的工作。
He wants us to be under His guidance to build this.
所以下面讲到建造基督的身体。
So the next is talking about building the body of Christ.
那就讲到说我们的行事为人是要根据神的呼召。
And talk about that our deed and our behavior has to be according to His calling.
根据神的呼召就不是根据我们的喜好，根据我们的习惯，根据我们的传统，或根据我们的想法。
According to His calling, not according to our culture, not according to our habits, and not according to our thought.
我们需要问神，你要什么？
We have to start asking Lord, what do you want?
先求神的国，神的义，是神你要什么？
First, ask for His righteousness and His kingdom. Lord, what do you want?
不是先问说我要什么？
Not to first ask yourself, what do I want?
呼召是神要什么？
Calling is to ask what God wants.
所以我们应当行事为人是根据神他要。
So our deed and our behavior has to follow what God wants.
然后神已经把得救的人带回他的家中。
Lord bring all those saved person into His home.
所以其实呢，在神的眼光，我们已经是一了。
So in God's sight, we are one.
虽然我们有很多的种种的经历让我们觉得好像这个一很困难。
Even though we have different experiences, so we don't see ourselves unified.
在神做来讲，他已经做成了。
But to God, He already accomplished it.
一个身体。
One body.
一个圣灵。
One body.
一个圣灵。
One Holy Spirit.
所以神已经把那个圣灵放在我们里面。
And Lord put that Holy Spirit in us.
如果我们每一个人真的是单纯的顺服圣灵。
If we purely obey God's guidance,
圣灵已经是一的。
Holy Spirit is one.
怎么可能叫我们不一？
So how can it tell us differently?
所以我必须提一下，我们有时候祷告说，主啊，求你赐给我合一的灵，合一的灵。
If we are in the prayer and ask for Lord to give us a unified spirit，
如果照这个圣经来看的话，主说我不能听你这个祷告。
According to the Bible, Lord will tell us that I cannot listen to your prayer。
因为我已经给你们了。
Because I already given you。
我给你的是这个人给这个弟兄的圣灵，跟给那个弟兄圣灵是一样的。
The Holy Spirit I gave you to this brother and to that sister are the same。
这圣灵是一的。
There is only one Holy Spirit。
已经在你们里面了。
It's already in you。
为什么你还要再求
？Why you have to ask for it？
那表示说，你在顺从圣灵的学习上可能还不够。
So that reveal that you have not have the complete lesson。
一在神面前毫无问题。
One to God is one.
圣灵里面毫无问题。
To the Holy Spirit is no question.
如果一在实行上有问题，是我的问题。
If one did not practically act on us, then it's our problem.
一定是我跟圣灵之间不完全顺服他。
There must be an incomplete obedience between me to the Holy Spirit.
不够顺服他。
I did not have the complete obedience.
对不起，我先借一点时间，我把这个讲完，下次就不要再讲，好不好
？I would like to use a little bit more time to finish this.
啊，所以呢，这个，因为在这样的圣灵底下，所以圣灵就把那个已经成为一的那个生命性情给我们。
And because in this Holy Spirit, Lord has given us this one.
所以谦虚、温柔、忍耐，在爱里互相宽容，这都是圣灵做的。
So we have to be humble and meek.Under the Holy Spirit,
越被神的爱充满，越被圣灵充满的，他越能谦卑。
The more you receive God's love, the more you are willing to humble.
被圣灵充满不够，在爱的不够的人，就有点困难。
The one who cannot receive this Holy Spirit's love enough, then they have hard time to humble.
所以他说什么？他说。这个在谦虚、温柔、忍耐，在爱里互相宽容，来保守这个圣灵的一。
And therefore it says here, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
又谦虚又温柔，这我们觉得这都是在世界上看觉得是没有用的人了。
Be humble and gentle is taken as useless in this earth.
在世界上觉得这人没能力才这样子。
The world see these as weak.
怎么用这没有能力的方法 来保守这个一呢
？How can you use these weak actions to protect this one？
神叫我们谦虚在他面前，谦卑在他面前，温柔在他面前。神自己用他大能的手来做工。
Lord want us to be totally humble and gentle so that He can work His wonder。
所以能谦虚、温柔、忍耐，在爱里互相宽容，这是什么？这是服在神大能的手下。让神做他要做的事情。
So when you are completely humble and gentle and be patient, you are totally obedient to him so that his hand can work.
改变人是不可能的事情。
It's impossible to change man.
就是我们改变人是不可能的事情。
It's impossible for us to change man.
但神改变人呢是奇妙的事情。
But Lord has his wonder to change man.
你知道有一天哈，我信主之后，我跟我那朋友说，啊，你怎么会信耶稣啊？
After I became a Christian, a friend of mine was surprised that how can I be a Christian?
我都自己都很难解释。
I was surprised myself too.
反正我信了。
But I believed.
信得很高兴。
And I was happily believed.
信了之后，而且就甚至愿意把自己交给主。
And I was even joyfully willing to give myself to the Lord.
好，所以不但谦虚、温柔、忍耐，在爱里彼此这个包容，甚至能够在和平里相互联络。
And therefore, completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love and also in peace.
所以弟兄姊妹不要用道理压死人。
So do not use doctrine to overcome others.
都是会讲道理的人。
These are all doctrines.
不管教育高教育低，都有道理讲。
No matter if you are highly educated or less educated, you all have your doctrines.
不管知识多知识少，都有道理讲。
No matter you have more lecture experience or not, you have your reasons.
我们需要在神事的平安里面，在彼此的和睦里面来联络。
We have to be unified as one in Lord's love and peace.
当然，这不是说我们不要真理了。
And this is not saying that we do not need. Truth.
因为 在这样的情况底下，神要把我们在凡事上能够连到他头进去。
Because in this situation, everything that Lord allowed to happen will let us connect to Him.
每一件事情都要连到头。
Everything will connect to the head.
这个连头是一个生命成长的过程。
This is the process of growth.
这不是只是一个概念。
It's not just a concept.
这需要真的受头的带领。
This requires the guidance of the head.
天上地上一切所有的，在基督里面同归于一。那个同归于一就是连于头。
Everything from the earth and earth united in Christ. This united is to connect it to the head.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你会不会有这样的渴慕
？I don't know if you have this urge from brothers and sisters.
当你信主一段时间
，After you become a
Christian, 当你经历到一个程度
，And you experience to us to a point,
你真的有一个渴慕，愿意你所经历的事情是连于宝座的。
That you have this urge that what you had experienced is actually connected to the throne.
是那个头给你肯定的。
And ascertained by the head.
是主亲自给你肯定的。
That Lord Himself ascertained it.
你有没有这样的企图？
Do you have this desire?
有没有这样的愿望？
Do you have this hope?
你觉得这是宝贵的，还是这是无所谓的？
That you see this precious or you see it so-so.
你觉得这是基督徒生活的宝贵的一面，还是觉得这是一个浪费时间、浪费力量的
？Do you see this as a precious Christian life, or you see this as a waste of time？
但是，谦虚、温柔、忍耐，是把我们带到一里面，也带到头那里去。
But humble, gentle, and perseverance will bring us into the head。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果不争吵，是为什么？是给我们彼此有去寻求头的带领的机会。
So brothers and sisters, if we do not argue among ourselves, it's to give us a chance to seek the head.
不是有已经得到头带领的就变得很强势。
Not that you have the guidance of the head, so you have to be strong.
有可能已经受到头带领的，他反而更是谦虚、温柔、忍耐，等候那个其他的在那里寻求的。能够一步一步地达到受托的带领。
The one who already had the guidance of head may be humble, gentle, and patient to wait for the others to be receiving the same guidance.
啊，如果你再去想想，亚哈有一次去征战，啊，他有四百多个先知说什么？这次去是一定必胜无疑。
If you remember, the king of Ahab had gone to a war. And all those 400 prophets says you can go because you are going to win.
但是另外一个先知说，不，你这次去回不来了，你就死在那里了。
But another prophet said if you go this time you would never return. You are going to die.
亚哈喜欢听什么
？And what does this king like to listen to?
亚哈喜欢听那四百多人讲说。
He liked to listen to those 400 prophets who said he is going to win.
但是那真正连于宝座的呢，反而被亚哈关起来了。
But the one who is actually connected to the throne was imprisoned by the king.
但最后神呢，就为他自己来做见证。
But God testified himself.
所以这里我们有功课学习。
So here is a lesson we should learn.
凡事长进，连于元首。
The one who grows is connected to the head.
所以我们如果受的头引导已经确定的，我们就把头所告诉我们的摆在弟兄姊妹当中。
So if we are ascertained to receive the guidance of the head, then we can lay our guidance in front of brothers and sisters.
所以在爱里说诚实话，也就是什么，在爱里把神的带领放在弟兄姊妹当中。
So be honest in love is to bring what the guidance from God in front of brothers and sisters.
这是我们该有的学习。
This is a lesson we should have.
有时候我们一讲到爱，哎呀，神说神要什么，我们已经可能也同时把它丢在一边去了。
A lot of time when we talk about God's love, we kick it aside.
不应该这样。
We shouldn't do that.
如果我们真的得到了天上宝座的主的带领
，If we truly receive the guidance from the throne,
我们又在弟兄姊妹当中一起一同配搭学习。
And we coordinate with other brothers and sisters to learn together.
我们又在一个一同生命成长的过程当中,
and we are in the same process of growth, body growth.
我们应当把出于宝座主带领的放在弟兄姊妹当中。
Then we should lay out what we have learned from the throne.
不管弟兄姊妹接受或不接受,
no matter what brothers and sisters are going to accept or not.
但是我们是在爱里要诚实。
But we, this is being honest in the love.
我们是那一个神要把他自己心意摆下，能够带下来的那个使用的器皿。
We might be the utensil that Lord wants to use to reveal His love.
教会里面这样的器皿越多。
The more utensils like this in church,
我们一同经历主的丰富就越多。
The more abundance we are going to experience God.
那个身体的经历就更深，就更广。
The experience of body will be more abundant.
神在等候这样的器皿在我们当中。
Lord continues to wait for this type of truth to be in us.
所以基督的身体就在爱里面被建立起来。
So body of Christ is built in this love.
因为弟兄姊妹受主的引导。
Because brothers and sisters receive the guidance from Lord.
有主的同在。
Have the presence of Lord.
有主从宝座的那个心意。 能够流露下来,
have the will, understand the will of the throne.
我举头不在乎，我举头不在乎，我也不觉得这是宝贵。
If I'm not among you, then it's not precious.
我也不觉得需要。
And I did not feel the need.
但弟兄姊妹一次又一次的把神的心意显明在我们当中。
The brothers and sisters continue to reveal God's will among us.
终于有一天我被神的爱摸着了。
And one day I'm touched by this love.
我也连于头。
Then I am connected to her head.
我不但连于头, 我也开始跟连于头的弟兄姊妹呢, 能够有很好的配搭。
Not only connected to the head, but I'm also connected to all the brothers and sisters who are connected to the same head.
让整个身体靠着他, 靠着头, 联络得合适。
So that this body of Christ, through the same head, can work, can function.
所以这里有一个联络, 他的, 他的指挥权在头上, 在天上。
So there is this connection, but all commanded by the same hand.
如果光靠我们的组织筹划的话, 神的荣耀很难彰显。
If we only depend on our own plan, this cannot be accomplished.
当然不是说我们完全不能做这件事情。
So we should not say that we cannot do this completely.
但背后是需要有头在那里。
But behind this, we need the head to guide us.
所以任何属灵的服事，都要让头能够把你的这一份能够显明在弟兄姊妹当中，才进入。
So any type of spiritual service, we need this head to reveal among brothers and sisters.
这时候，不但是联络得合适，而且每一个肢体呢，能够照它的功用来做。
And at that time, not only every body part can be connected, but also function smoothly.
真正出于宝座的、出于头的, 才能真正叫整个身体能够大大的照着主心意成长起来。
When it's truly come from the head and the throne, then this body can grow in spirit.
然后长到一个地步, 让神的荣耀充满他的教会。
Grow to a point that God's glory can fill in the church.
我们需要主不断的 提醒我们，帮助我们。
We need Lord continues to remind us.
神在他教会中所要看的，所要得着的是他荣耀的教会。
What God wants from church is the glorious church.
我们自己做不到。
We cannot do it.
求主帮助我们。
But we need God's help.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话都交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put these words back to your hand.
人是有限的，话语是有限的。
Man is limited, word is limited.
求你圣灵做无限的工作。
May Holy Spirit do the unlimited work.
愿你得着你的教会, 成为那充满万有者所充满的。
May you receive the church that unify the universe.
也愿你在教会中彰显你所要彰显的一切荣耀。
May you reveal all the glory you want to reveal through the church.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.